Welcome to Pulse for your weekend. I'm Edmundo Resendez. With me inside the KRWG studios, as always, Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor with the Las Cruces Sun News. And Lorena, lots of stuff going on. We've recovered from the 4th of July weekend, and now let's see what's going on this weekend. And this got my attention, a kids' night out.
Kids Night Out, yeah. So they officially started last month, and their next event is going to be this Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m., downtown Main Street. It is always a really nice kind of event or thing to have where you can take your kids to, and this one is pretty much all for the kids. The parents definitely are going to enjoy themselves as well. So they have stick horse riding. They have obstacle courses. The Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, they're all going to be there. Zumba, yoga, kickstands, those are all kinds of things that they're going to be having at these events from now, I believe, in through September. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be food trucks there with special kids menus and pricings for your kiddos, so you don't have to pay a lot and you can get them some food, some treats. The next one's going to be in August. That is the back-to-school career night theme. And September 10th is going to be the Kids Comic Con night.
Kids Comic Con.
So you guys should prepare for that.
Get definitely, because, you know, it's time to start getting the costumes ready to go for that. That sounds like a lot of
fun. Exactly.
Now, this is pretty exciting. Celebrating Juno's arrival to Jupiter. This is happening tomorrow.
Yeah, so you might take a little trip over into Alamogordo to Oliver Lee State Park, and you can celebrate this kind of momentous occasion 9 to 10:30 Saturday, or tomorrow, yes. And come early, enjoy the sunset, and also take a look through some of their telescopes. You have some experts that are going to be there talking to you a little bit about what this means. So check that out. Sounds like a really nice kind of
It's a momentous occasion because this is really one of those things that you can look back and say, I remember when they, you know, they got this thing in orbit. And so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, make a day out of it. Go to White Sands. Spend the day in Alamogordo. Has some really nice places to eat.
Yeah, so. Lots of great little restaurants there. Let's check out Music in the Park, which is happening this Sunday, correct?
Yes. So Music in the Park, it's going to be happening all the way through the end of August. This is a series that if you've ever stopped by the park around this time, a ton of people go to this event. It is free. It highlights regional music and local music. So this week we're going to have Steve Smith and the Hard Road Trio and Bob Angwick, and they're going to be over at Apodaca Park. So it's a little change of venue for the month of July. It's going to be at Apodaca Park this week, so be sure to make it.
Okay, so that's this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, in Taste for Your Impulse, I've heard of this place, Las Brasas.
Las Brasas, yeah. They just opened, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and I've heard nothing but good things. So if you want to check that out, that's over on 605 East Loman Avenue. They're open daily. They got stuff like steaks. They have a fideo soup that's complimentary. They, of course, have a salsa bar, complimentary chips.
Anytime a Mexican restaurant does the complimentary fideo soup, I'm there.
Yeah?
I'm there.
It's one of my favorite, like, comfort foods. It's very, like, warming, so that's definitely a plus.
It reminds me of my mom, so.
And borchetas, quesadillas, burgers. They have street tacos, so they have a whole bunch of different kinds of meats that you can put into that, grilled chicken. And they have what I really like, which are packs for two, so you can go get your dinner, take out for two, go eat at the restaurant, or you can buy a huge family pack for like $40 and take it home and just have the whole family kind of dig into that.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much for coming on in.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.